Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content. Kid Craddock in the
Morning. So the October issue of O Magazine is all about facing your fears.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently Face Your Fears Day, there's an actual day for this, is in October as well.
Really?
So Oprah revealed that she's actually afraid of balloons.
Balloons?
Mm. I've heard balloons. Of this fear before.
Hmm. What is so scary about a balloon?
That they're going to pop in your face?
Exactly.
Well, what's it going to do if it pops in your face? Just pops.
It's scary.
It scares people. Just because boom. It's not your fear. I mean, what is your fear? It might be irrational to someone else.
Well, mine was, I did it, but it was jumping out of a perfectly fine airplane. So, uh-huh. I went skydiving.
Okay.
You know.
What about facing
But that's normal.
Fear?
People are scared of jumping out of perfectly fine airplanes.
Your other fear, running out of hair product.
Or your other fear of eating.
I don't have that much hair product.
What about carbs?
Yeah.
I'm not afraid of carbs.
Oh, no. Really?
Carbs
oh.
are my
Somebody
friend.
Wave a carb in his face and see what
carbs
he does.
Carbs are my friend.
No chicken breast.
See, that's scary.
Yeah, what if chicken breast went extinct?
Well, then I'd eat tuna.
You know, there was a threat when everybody got on that health kick that they were running out of chicken breast. Mm-hmm. JC, that would be a dark
well,
day
Well, there's
for
other
you.
Things I could eat. I don't just eat chicken breast.
Went out and stocked yeah. up.
Anyways, Oprah said, quote, "It reminds me of gunfire. When they pop, it really freaks me out." So it is the popping thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which is still weird. I mean, it's not like a fear. It just kind of scares you and startles you. But
I get it, though, because I remember walking. I went to an all-girls school, and so it was a very small school. And girls would always, you know, girls like to hang stuff on walls, like pictures and posters. And there was so yeah. much on our walls in the school. So when I would walk from class to class, and we didn't have air conditioning, like central air in the school. So they would just have fans everywhere, and nuns lived there. It was very small. It was very weird. But the fans would blow all this stuff off the walls. And so I'd be walking down the hall, and stuff would just fly off the walls, girls hanging notes and posters and pictures. I was so scared they were going to cut my eyes. Mm-hmm. It was like the most irrational fear.
Paper
I was so
cut.
Scared I was going to get paper cuts in my eyes because there was always stuff on the walls in my high school. So every day I was scared that my eyes were going to get cut. It's like the most irrational fear.
We should
though.
Help you get over that by throwing wads of paper at your face.
No, you know what's scarier was the all-girls school.
Yeah, right.
Me going back to an all-girls school.
You got to face your fears. Like Oprah says, you just got to walk through your fears.
Yeah, Jenna, here. Completely missed her. Back in 2009, we actually looked at the top 10 fears people face and what we were afraid of. Here's your flashback.
It's another Kid Craddock in the Morning flashback.
Okay, we're talking about biggest fears. I have the top 10 here. They are number 10, fear of commitment. Ooh. Big Al Matt.
Hello. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and go with that.
Is it fear of commitment or fear of intimacy?
No, he likes intimacy.
Oh, no, that's intimacy. Not the same thing.
Oh. Shut up. Not that kind of intimacy. Oh. Number 9, fear of spiders.
Yep.
Number 8, fear of rejection. It's big.
Very common, yeah.
Number 7, fear of failure. Number 6, fear of death. That's pretty common. Yeah. Number 5, fear of intimacy. That's number 5, Al.
Wow, so they're different.
Yeah, they are different. Like, you can't get close to people.
Yeah.
Not and that you won't commit to people you're close to, but you can't get close to people.
Got it.
That's worse than fear of commitment. Commitment would imply to me that you have intimacy with some you have intimacy with someone and that you can't commit but to keep it going.
Yeah.
It's like every one of those reality shows after about 3 weeks and they tell, you know, Antonio, I've taken a chance and I've let my wall down.
Yes.
Because I'm letting myself be intimate. That's what they're talking about.
I'm letting you in.
And this is a very big fear for me.
Yes, I'm letting you in.
And then he, you know, doesn't give her a lay and that's it. She gets shipped off on a boat.
A what?
A lay?
Oh.
Like Hawaii?
Uh-huh. Hawaii.
I like this show.
Oh.
We're back to a fantasy annoying wife or girlfriend.
Oh, boy.
Al?
Yeah, babe.
Are you awake?
Yeah, I'm awake.
Al?
Mm.
Honey?
Mm.
Are you awake?
I am. I'm getting there.
Loud crickets.
Honey?
Yeah, babe.
Don't you think our married friends look really happy?
I mean, I'm trying to go to sleep, babe.
I mean, don't you think? Like, they're married and they look really happy.
I really hadn't paid attention.
Don't you think?
No, I was talking to Dave the other day. He was actually saying he was the most miserable he'd ever been in his life.
Is that the guy married to Sophia?
Yeah. But don't tell him that. That's guy talk. I'm asleep.
Do you think Sophia's attractive?
Yeah. I mean, no. I mean, yeah.
You do?
I mean, kind of.
I knew it!
What?
Get out of my bed!
What?
You're the worst, Al.
It's my bed.
You're the worst
there's
boyfriend.
Really, there's just nowhere to go with that.
Husband and improv partner.
What?
You're supposed to play the part of not answering the questions like JC did.
I don't want to do
go to improv class.
I want to do the same thing he did. I want to take it different.
He wanted to make it different. I wanted to make it my own.
There was an episode of The Office, Kelly, where Michael Scott, the lame boss of The Office, went to improv.
And he shot everybody?
And in every single improv scene, he would turn into an FBI guy and shoot the other person, no matter what the scene was.
That's great.
He just thought that was brilliant.
Just end it.
Yeah. Everybody's like, no, see, we're supposed to be two clowns in a circus. Mm-hmm. I'm a disguised clown as an undercover FBI agent.
The Simpsons just did that this past week, but Homer went into a Thanksgiving thing. It wasn't quite as funny as the Office one.
Okay. Number four, fear of the dark.
I have that.
Mm-mm. You're afraid of everything, Al. You are.
I love the dark.
I can't stand the dark.
Will you go to a haunted house with me?
Yeah, I will, but I am really afraid of the dark.
Will you spend the night in a haunted house with me?
I used to hate going to...
Naked in a sleeping bag.
Going in our garage. We didn't have cars in our garage. We had, like, old furniture because my dad used to refinish all this furniture.
Oh, yeah.
And it'd just be stacked. It'd be stacks and stacks and stacks and stacks of dusty old furniture.
Yeah. Hey, Bob Thornton.
I would hate
that's his fear.
Oh, furniture. Wow, you just threw that out like furniture. We all knew it. Wow, I had no idea.
Antiques. He is terrified of antiques.
Yeah, I hate it.
There's Al with all the furniture in the garage.
Oh, it's so scary.
Yeah. A scary.
Oh. Look at that scary nightstand.
So
oh my God! It's an Ottoman!
It's a dust cloud!
It's a scary Ottoman!
I hated going there. My dad was like, go in there and find a saw or anything. I'm like,
occasional table! You're afraid of everything, Big Al.
Yeah, I guess I am.
Everything. Now you're afraid of furniture?
No, the furniture in the dark.
Number three, fear of heights. Al?
Yep.
There you go.
Yep.
Number two, fear of public speaking. No, but he should have.
Not afraid of that one bit. You put me up in front of a crowd.
I'm afraid
matter.
Of Al public speaking.
Doesn't matter what.
I think he does a good job in front of people.
Oh, my God.
When was the last time he did it?
He did it when we were visiting Southwest Airlines, but don't you remember he was hitting on all the flight attendants in front of like 500 people?
Yep,
it went over pretty well, though.
He did it at my charity thing.
Don't blow your hose all over the place.
I coerced him into my little chosen dog charity.
Uh-huh.
And I coerced him into going with me because Al's always the life of the party. He even had a
bombed,
script.
Right? He bombed,
He had a script, and he just decided, I'm going to ad-lib it.
I got this.
Oh, man. Oh, no.
I'm not afraid of it.
Oh, no.
Al will say, I got this in every situation, no matter how little he has it. It could be the plane's going down. The pilot's passed out.
It could be a lift.
There could be a pilot in the first seat in the plane trying to get into the cockpit.
I got it. I got it.
But what's the number one fear, you guys? I just kind of tipped my hand right there big time.
I'm dying of a plane crash.
Fear of flying.
Yeah.
Wow, that's number one. Well, you guys know I'm very scared of that.
Uh-huh. That has never frightened me.
So, biggest fear, Kelly, did you come up with yours?
Well, my biggest fear, honestly, is being fired.
Wow.
And see, the only way to face my fear is to actually be fired.
Wow.
To prove to me that I would be okay.
What are you doing around 11?
I don't know what I would do. Literally last night in the car, you don't understand. People think I'm just saying this is a joke. I really think I'm going to be fired every single day.
Uh-huh.
And
I can tell you that she does.
I'm driving.
Now, there's a time you had a right to feel that way.
I'm driving.
Good long time.
Kid.
It wasn't me. She didn't work for me. She worked for someone else, and they were trying to fire her, and I was being a human shield.
It was bad.
Yeah.
So as I'm driving, I had to get my daughter babysitter stuff, and she left the keys, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, I'm driving past this apartment building. I'm looking up at the building, and I asked him, Kelly, would you mind living in an apartment? Would it be okay if Mommy and you lived in an apartment? I'm just like, these things go, I'm like thinking about this stuff all the time.
You're so cheap and stuff. You've saved your money. You're like good about it.
Do you know how fast you can go through money? Did I tell you about that article I read last week about the man that said they went through $100,000 in savings like it was water?
Wow.
And now they're taking
cold
showers and they're not turning on their lights because they have nothing else. Their unemployment benefits ran out.
You're fine. All right, JC, did you come up with yours?
Okay, this is why I may be afraid of the doctor. When I was in high school, I used to have to get physicals, right?
And turn the drum roll off.
We all know what the physicals are all about.
Sure.
And I happen to have a doctor my whole life. Same guy since I was little. Well, he unfortunately passed away. And so I was given a new doctor. I wasn't given a choice. I was just given this doctor.
Try to speed this story up if you can.
It was a female doctor.
Okay. So you went to a female doctor for a physical, and what happened?
She gave me a physical the complete opposite way of what I remember a physical being. She made me lay down on the table with my pants off. And she was kind of hot because she was just right, she was like mid-30s kind of hot.
Yeah.
So
So, yeah. So, that's scary.
So, yeah.
So, that...
You think that's going to happen when you go
Hold on. That seems less scary than, like, a dream come true.
No, dude, that's scary.
So, how is that scary?
It's scary. When you're naked in front of a good-looking woman...
That's scary to you.
Well, when you're a good-looking, intelligent woman...
So this is your biggest fear.
That's why you're marrying Kenzie?
No. Dude, I don't know why I was afraid of it.
I told you when you told me this story earlier that that was completely unauthentic and BS. And that had nothing to do with your fear of doctor.
No.
I bet you it does.
No, it doesn't. So what is your biggest fear? That's it? Fear of the doctor.
I'm afraid of anything.
It's like a Shannon.
You really don't think you're afraid of anything. How about not being the best at something? How about
spiders?
Because I could be the best if I try.
Shannon. Shannon.
To live that oblivious.
Biggest fear.
Honestly?
Yeah.
I've thought about it, and I'm going to say it's getting fat.
Oh, wow.
You know, I bet a lot of people feel that way.
What will happen if you get fat? What bad things will transpire?
People will judge me, and I will have to buy all new clothes, and I will feel gross in those clothes, and I will not feel good about myself.
Will people love you less?
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Anybody in particular?
No.
Okay. Just in general.
She'll love herself.
Just the world will love you
less. I would probably hate myself. The other day, I put on pants, and I thought that I had a fat roll coming over my side, and so I stripped naked within 5 seconds so that I couldn't see the fat.
Good thing JC wasn't there. He'd be terrified.
Yeah. I'm terrified of getting fat.
All right.
Get a physical by a woman.
Thank you for that. Big Al, did you come up with yours?
I guess so, and you guys, you've heard me say this, but not a lot, but I'm afraid... of kissing a girl in front of my parents.
That's got to happen.
Oh, yeah.
We
did it at your wedding.
We got to have full-on heavy petting going on.
This is the God's honest truth. I have kissed a girl in front of my parents one time, and it was when I got married. That is the only time I have ever kissed a girl.
You don't swear in front of your parents.
I've never cussed in front of my parents.
You act like an 8-year-old in front of your parents.
I've never cussed in front of my parents. I've never kissed a girl.
Have you had a drink in front of your parents? A drink of alcohol.
I probably have.
But you don't remember.
At my house. Like a
party. That was odd, having my first drink in front of my parents. That was real awkward.
Like at a party. But if we go out to eat, I don't. But if they like come to my house to a party or barbecue or something, then yeah. But other than that, no. Never have.
Where's the fear? Is it a fear or an awkwardness?
I've been sitting here thinking about it, and I don't know what, you know, like, I asked myself those questions you were just asking, Shannon. What bad will happen if I kiss a girl? Uh-huh. I don't have an answer to that.
Yeah.
But I'm afraid to do it for some reason. I've never, ever, ever done it.
Is she going
to
yell, like, get that 22-year-old white girl out of my house?
No.
All right.
But as much as I like to take a girl to my parents' house.
Yes.
Want to do yard work.
To mow the yard.
I do that all the time, like after church or whatever. Yeah. I'll take a girl to my parents' house in a heartbeat.
Sure you will.
But I've never.
Stuff needs to be done.
But I'm you know what the result of it is? You're fear of disappointing them.
Yes.
You're fearful of disappointing your parents. Because
very
they've
good,
always
Jenna.
Told you, you can't live, they don't want you living with someone, you know, unless you're married, and you keep that a secret, and the same with intimacy.
Well, that's a secret, so I live in my house.
Doorbell's listening right now.
Nobody
living in but I'm afraid of that. I don't.
It stems from a good place, because you're a good guy.
You
just
are,
don't want to disappoint them.
But you've made amazing declarations on here that show a lack of fear.
Yeah, I got a boyfriend.
Go ahead and tell your parents.
No boyfriend.
They'll be fine with
it. No boyfriend.
Really? Yeah.
Right now.
What song were you singing on the plane last time we flew together?
Delta dog, what's that flower you have on? Could it be a
ladies and gentlemen, it is on his iPod. I'm not lying.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
We got a lot of questions about how my son is reacting to my new daughter being born. Because he's only about 20 months old, almost 21 months old. I will stop the month thing after he turns 2. I know you guys are wondering.
So is that when the cutoff is?
Yeah, I think so. It's just kind of weird to say months.
73 and a half months old. Yeah, right.
So I started noticing that he's kind of growing up a little bit more week by week after Chloe's been born. And it's only been a week, so in this past week.
Wow, it's like he's aged a whole
week. No, but he has. Because
he's got a little gray hair poking through, Kelly.
He has this little character now, and he's not reacting very well to Chloe being born because he's very jealous of the attention Kinsey gives him, and he's a mama's boy. But he's doing better than I thought he would do, if that makes sense.
Completely understandable. Every parent knows exactly that's had two.
Yeah, because he'll walk up to her and usually he'll tap on her leg and then grabs her hand and leads her to his room to read a book or whatever. But now Kinsey can't do that because A, she had a C-section, and B, she has Chloe on her most of the time and she's breastfeeding. So she can't really drop everything to go play with him. And he throws fits. And he started throwing these fits in public, like when we went to the doctor.
Okay.
And he was playing in the waiting room. They have toys for the kids. And so when the nurse would open the door, he would stop, drop whatever toy he had in his hand, look at the nurse. She would call some other kid's name. Tommy, you're coming back here. And then he would be like, all right, cool. Go back to playing. Then she would come back out. He would look at her. And they called Chloe's name. And he kind of, you could kind of tell that he realized, hey, that's my sister. That's weird. So he went back to playing. So when we're getting up, he notices that we're going in. So he starts screaming because he knows what happens when he goes to the doctor. He's probably going to get a shot. He's probably going to get poked and stuff. He's going to have to get naked. It's embarrassing for us dudes to get naked.
You don't know at two.
It
you're
is.
Still not embarrassed getting naked, and you're 30-something.
Well, the doctor's kind of embarrassing, so he starts. He embarrasses us because there's a lot of people in that waiting room, and he just points at the nurse, and he starts going, no, 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 no.
That's good.
No, no. So we have to drag no man all the way back to the back room.
No man.
And this was only for a Chloe checkup. And
this is only a Chloe checkup. Yeah. So I got to tell him, Kaysen, don't worry. It's just for Chloe. You're just here for fun. You're going to get a sucker and a sticker. Everything's going to be fine. The whole time I'm telling him, we're just here for Chloe.
We Why don't you just stay outside in the lobby with him?
Because it's Chloe's first checkup, so I wanted to be there.
Okay.
Is that bad?
No.
I mean, I wanted to, and it was the first, we changed doctors, so I wanted to meet the doctor for the first time.
Yeah, there you go.
And we walk in there, and we're waiting, so the nurse walks back into the room, and Kaysen looks at her again, starts pointing, and starts screaming, no, 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 bye, bye, bye.
He's smart.
Sounds like the girl I dated.
So the nurse kind of checks Chloe, she leaves, then the doctor walks in again, Kaysen goes, no, 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 bye, bye. Bye. And the doctor's like, no, don't. It's okay. And I say, Kaysen, don't worry. It's just for Chloe. And the doctor goes, well, I'm sorry to tell you, but we have a little surprise for Kaysen. He's going to have to get his flu shot today. So now dad is a liar. I've been telling him this whole time, nothing's going to happen to you, Kaysen. Everything's going to be fine. And he ends up getting a shot in his thigh, unlike Al, who never got shot.
You know, it's not too early to teach your son about disappointment.
True.
Lies. Mm-hmm.
True. Well, he took that very well because we headed home and you came over yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And this is part two of Kaysen growing up because when Kelly and Emma Kelly showed up, those two disappeared.
What?
So I had
Kaysen and Emma Kelly disappeared.
Yeah, Kaysen and Emma Kelly disappeared, so I had to check on the matter.
So Kaysen's almost two and Emma Kelly is six?
She's almost seven.
Just
almost
like her mama.
She's 7 next month.
She's a cougar already at 7.
And I decided to roll the video camera just for evidence.
Okay.
Evidence?
I don't know.
Against my kid?
Yeah. I don't know what's going on. So here it is.
Kaysen shut the door and he has a girl in there. Kaysen? Do you have a girl in here?
Ooh.
Shuts the door on me.
Face.
Kaysen, do you have a girl in here? Who's in here with you? Emma Kelly? You have a McKelly in here?
Hiding behind the door.
Shut the door on me again.
Hey, bro. You have girls in here? Oh, man.
Emma Kelly's like hiding, like she's doing something wrong.
Yeah, right.
You're going to have to give him one of those do not disturb things to put on his door
handle. It's like embedded in the male brain. You see a girl, you grab her and you take her to your room.
And he kept pushing JC out. He's like, slam the door on JC. I'm busy in here.
Doesn't he know tie a necktie around the doorknob?
Or put a sock on the door.
Beer can or something.
Stop it.
Oh, wait.
You better be glad that sounder came on.
You didn't even have to buy her a drink or anything.
No, she just went willing. She's like cougar over
there. That is my child. Stop it.
All right, it's time for us to hopefully give away some money and double your pay. Hopefully you entered online at kidnation.com. You can still do it for the rest of the week if you haven't. But right now we're going to call three names. And the first one to call us back, we are going to double your pay, whatever you make in a week. Here are the names, so listen up. Judy Collins, Monique Pellegrin, Zena Otero. Zena Otero, Monique Pellegrin, Judy Collins. First one of you to call us right now at 800-KID-LIVE. We're going to double your pay.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
You have 10 minutes to call us. First one in, you get your pay doubled.
And if it's not more than $1,000, guess what? We'll give you $1,000 at least.
Minimum.
Minimum.
Even if you don't have a job.
Yeah, you can be a stay-at-home mama.
And while we wait for one of you to call, we'll do...
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm 13 and live with my parents. They're both big people. I've always been a little bit heavy, but not nearly as overweight as my parents. And it's their fault for all of our weight issues. Every meal we have at home is either cheap takeout or fried. If you asked me how to make something in the oven, I wouldn't even know where to start. But I can use a fry daddy like it's nobody's business. I'm tired of being the fat kid at school, but my parents just don't understand. They tell me there's more of me to love. If I go grocery shopping with my mom, I have to sneak decent stuff into the basket. But when they're ringing her up, she tells them she doesn't want that. I really want to live a better and healthier life, but it's so hard when my parents won't support me at all. So, Kelly, can you help me, DJ?
Wow.
Well, DJ, if you're 13 and already operating a fry daddy, which I don't even, I'm scared of a fry daddy.
Wow, yeah.
You know, my biggest fear is putting stuff in hot grease in a pan. The balloons popping, it terrifies me that I'm going to get burned by grease. So if you're operating
hurts.
A fry daddy... You can learn to bake stuff in an oven and do healthy things. And, you know, gradually just keep sneaking the stuff in the basket and tell your mom, I really want this. You can go online. You can find recipes that kids can make. Very simple stuff. And, you know, I mean, talk to your counselor at school about that. And maybe they can give you some advice on how to, you know, introduce healthier snacks in at home and things like that. Just because your parents bring the junk into the house, they're not putting it on a spoon and putting it in your mouth. You can make healthier choices for yourself.
But it's there.
Yeah, but what if she's, I mean, at that age, I didn't, you know, I played soccer. I didn't have any money of my own at 13.
Right.
So what do you do if
well,
your parents
there is,
are...
I mean, I'm sure they have to have, it's not just all candy and goo. I mean, there has to be something decent in the house. So make those choices. You don't have to deep fry it. There are other methods of cooking. Like I said, if you figured out how to deep fry, you can figure out how to bake. I mean, you're throwing all the responsibility on your parents. Yes, they've set a horrible example. But now at 13, let's take some personal responsibility and say, I'm not going to eat that junk just because you bought that. Hmm. I mean, there's got to be something healthy in that house. And if you start setting a good example and start exercising, maybe your parents will follow suit. I mean, that's the best I can offer you in that. But I mean,
it's so sad.
It is sad if you're not getting support from your parents. But maybe you can set a healthy example.
Well, in my case, maybe his parents don't really know about health. You know what I mean?
She's throwing healthy stuff in the basket, and they say, I don't want that garbage.
But, like, my mom used to think she would throw healthy stuff in the basket, but then she would also think that, you know, a huge bowl of white rice was incredibly healthy for you. Well, it's not really. I mean, a little bit is fine.
Yeah.
And there are things like that parents may think are healthy for you, but they're not, so they think they're throwing it in.
You can eat anything in moderation.
Yeah.
It's about moderation. So you see all these kids who can seem to eat candy and stuff, and they don't get fat because they live on a diet of candy. But they're not eating a bag of candy at a time. They're not eating a whole box of Little Debbie's Swiss rolls, which I could do.
But that's an age. Yeah, but that's an age that's so important.
It
because
is.
Because it's, you know, if you're involved in athletics, and when you're that age, a lot of times you can get away eating whatever you want.
Yeah.
But if you don't set healthy examples at that age, it's not really ingrained in you. And come to be 25, 30 years old and out of school, I kind of understand. Like, I was always an athletic kid, but the ones that weren't, my friends that never did anything, it's so hard to start those habits when you're an adult.
Yep.
To try and get back in it.
If you're already aware of it, you can start making changes.
Yeah, that's true.
Making changes
sure enough
yourself.
To know about it.
We're going to take a little love letters to Kelly break. Because that was fast.
Oh, wow.
I know. Hello, caller. Would you please state your name?
This is Monique Pellegrin.
What up, Monique?
Well,
Monique, I believe you were one of the names that we just called.
I know. I'm so excited.
And we verified you back there, and it
back
is
there.
You.
Yeah, way back there.
Way back in the back, you were verified.
Yep.
So how much money did you put down?
I put $1,500. I did it so long ago. I did it when it first started last time.
That's right. So. That's one of the rules. If you registered in the past for this contest, you're still registered today. And Monique, if you put down $1,500, she put down, how much she put down?
She put down $1,500, $1,600, but we're going to do...
$2,500.
You get the maximum.
Okay.
That's the max, baby.
Congratulations.
Oh
yeah.
Thank you so much.
What are you going to do with the money?
What do you do to make $1,600 a week? That's what I want to know.
I'm a nurse.
Good for you.
Oh, go, girl.
So you could actually take a little vacation.
What are you going to do with the money?
I don't know. I'm going to, I really don't know. I'm going to, I'm have fun with it.
Good. We love to hear that answer from time to time. I know a lot of people got bills to pay, but hey, every once in a while, just blow it.
Well, you go have fun with your $2,500 bucks, okay, Monique?
All right. Thank you so much. Hold on for me.
Look how easy that was. She registered the last time around we did this contest.
And you know what's the most important part? She kept listening.
Yeah. Thank you for keeping up the listening
It's been months since she registered.
And hopefully she keeps listening because we're back to
Love Letters. Love Letters to Kelly.
Take a little break to make sure she got her money. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm not smooth in the love department at all. Mm. So over the weekend, I decided I was just going to put myself out there. I was going to walk up to the ladies and be all like, what's up? And be the most confident guy in the world. Guess what? It worked. And I was shocked. And this girl gave me her number, and I'm going to call her today, and then I'm going to ask her to come over for dinner tomorrow.
Oh, no. No.
But I need some tips on how to make her
want to... We just gave you one. No.
I need some tips on how to make her stay after dinner. So I Googled different stuff.
I Googled
how to keep a woman's interest and how to be a smooth-talking man on a date. I've memorized a list of about 16 things to do.
All right.
Number 13 on the list says to share interest in the same things that she's interested in.
Mm-hmm.
That one worries me a lot. Mm-hmm. Unless she's interested in the art of ninja fighting, collecting Star Wars valuables, and competing in eating contests, I don't really have any interest to share with her.
Oh.
So do I fake it or do I try to draw her interest in the same things I'm interested? I'm 28 and I need a lover. So please help me. Ninja Fit Christopher.
How did this dude get a woman?
Did he spell that with an A? Lover?
Lover. No, I just like saying lover.
Yeah, I do too.
Hello, lover.
Lover.
All right, he already faked the confidence thing, right? He tried it and it worked.
Right.
Okay, so you're good at faking it. We know this. Here's the first rule.
That
for first day.
So far in life.
It will.
She'll end up faking
Truly.
It later.
Fake it till you feel it. Okay, and don't ask a girl over for a first date. She just met you. Don't ask her to your house. She's already going to label you a creep.
Yeah,
yeah, but then the room's there and dinner's there.
Oh, JC, don't even encourage it. That's not
right.
See
his little action figures.
Yeah. Neutral, no.
You ask her out to dinner at a very public place where it's not just you and her alone.
Dude, this might be the one and only chance homeboy gets.
Oh, come on. And just let the conversation flow naturally. You know what? It isn't very common, but there are girls out there that probably share those exact same interests. But don't hit her with it all at once.
No.
Ask her about what she's interested
sprinkle
in.
It,
you might be like, you know what, I like that too. I would like to learn more about that. And maybe she'll say, well, maybe we should do that sometime. And it would lead to another date. But don't hit her up with all the nerd stuff right off the bat.
No.
Don't ask her over to your apartment for the first date. Creepy.
If you do, clean up.
Can he ask her to play with the action figures? Because that's his interest.
And don't be Googling how to be confident.
Why not?
What to say to a girl.
You know, they always say movies and concerts and things like that where you don't get to interact are bad first dates. And I agree if you have personality and you want to feel it out. But if you're socially awkward and you want to see if she's into the sci-fi stuff, go take her to see a movie because you don't have to make conversation. Take her to one of those dine-in and eat movies because, you know, then you can eat and not have to make a lot of conversation. And if she likes the movie, then you know that she shares similar interests.
And you can also, you know, don't eat first. Go to the movie first. Then you can talk about the movie afterwards. That gives you a topic of conversation.
Like a book club.
Then go back to your house, dog.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
First
day.
Right.
Drop her off and leave her wanting more.
And what day is it, Christopher? Hump day.
Oh, goodness.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am
a 34-year-old woman. I compare my love life to George Clooney's.
Yeah.
Except he's way more capable of keeping a relationship together for much longer than I am. You say his women have a 2-year shelf life? Well, my men have maybe 6 months tops. I'm sick of my ways, but a reputation is a hard thing to get away from. Shout out. I live in a town of about 2,000 people.
Ooh,
I have a kick butt job that doesn't allow me to just up and move away. But I've dated pretty much every eligible and some non-eligible men around here. And my dating pool is dry. At least it is for me. I think I'm finally ready to share my life with someone else. So how do I prove that I'm a changed woman and lose my player reputation?
Oh, my God.
Signed, Jennifer. Number one slut name. Jennifer.
Is it?
Now, don't say that. That is so offensive.
I read it on the internet.
There are little babies in the back seat with their mamas driving, and their names are Jennifer, and you're offending them. Stop it.
Call her Jenny.
Be on the poll.
It's your opinion that it's the number one slut name. Does it make it fact?
I heard it on the radio.
Does not make it fact.
Mm.
All right, here's the thing. You pretty much ruined your reputation in that town, right? You're going to have to, if it's really only 2,000 people, I don't think there's anything you can do to turn it around.
No.
I mean, how can you? You have to move somewhere else. But here's the thing. I think what's happening is she's saying she's got like a 6-month shelf life. That's when the butterflies start to kind of die down,
right,
and that instant passion. And that's when the maturity has to kick in and you start looking at the person's qualities and why you want to stay with that person. And so you're chasing butterflies all the time. And that's the problem, I think, in the situation. And you haven't been mature enough. But if you think you are finally mature enough, why'd she say she couldn't leave?
Because she has a kick butt job.
Well, see if they can kick butt your place to another city and you know, stay in the same company,
that
maybe.
That would be my suggestion. I mean, every small town has another small town, Jennifer, and they don't even know how much of us, like,
Stop it.
Al.
Quit it, Al.
See, George Clooney's a player, and she's a...
Poochie.
Mm-hmm. Well, he keeps it classy, you
just
know?
Just go to the next small town and then just commute.
She needs to change her way. She needs to stick it out. When the butterflies die, she needs to try just hanging in there and see if she can actually, you know, develop, you know, more with a person.
Love.
And because when the butterflies die, that doesn't mean the relationship's gone bad. It just means, okay, now we've gotten past that instant sexual attraction. And now let's start seeing if we can connect on different levels, you know?
So that always goes away. Always.
The butterflies. No. And now some people always argue.
No, they don't.
Every time my wife walks in the room, I get that feeling.
All right. So sometimes you get them. They don't completely go away. What?
You're saying that you and Kenzie, it's always champagne, butterflies,
always,
and roses.
Well, not when she has pregnancy hormones, but...
Okay, even when she's not pregnant, it's always every day.
Not every day. There's rough days.
Remember, they do
you see,
like,
and that's the problem. You people, when that lie, lie you perpetuate, so when people are like
me.
I just don't love him. I don't love my husband today. I barely like him. You know, that happens. I don't love you right now, but don't say it out loud. You just deal with it.
It's a mature
person.
Loud. And then don't mention the person that you do love today. I found that does not work.
Anyway.
That's love letters to Al.
Kid Craddock in the morning.
It's hard to tell on this show if we're on the air or not.
All right, are you guys ready?
Oh, these are exciting times.
Yep. Especially for me and you, Kelly.
Oh, my gosh.
It's been so long.
Back Mad Moms and minivans.
I know. Well, I said that I had never done it with you guys before, and then we played a flashback clip that I was on. So apparently I have done this.
Maybe
but it's been so long, you forgot.
I totally forgot.
And we did it for years and years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So to bring this back, it's kind of special. So
okay, you're going to need to, because I don't think, I've listened to it, but I haven't really partaken, so.
We're going to do a practice.
Al, let's you and me show them how it's done, okay?
Okay. It's like I'm calling into you.
Okay, I'll be Kelly Raspberry, and you be Mad Mom. Okay, here we go. Ring, ring.
I'll be Mad. Okay.
Okay. Hi, Mad Moms and Minivans. Who's this?
Hey, this is Marquista. How you doing?
Hi, Marquisa. Hi, Marquisa.
I got my kids in the car. I got Shamaria, LaPorsia, Quintana, Rue, Darius, and Amber. That's the white girl. And we're headed to Metropolitan Alternative School.
Awesome. Everybody in the car, say hey.
Hey.
What's up?
All right, we got a question for everybody in the car.
Okay.
And then I'm going to ask a question.
Okay? What's the question? You don't have a question.
Name a color of the rainbow.
Name a color of the rainbow, kids. What color is in the rainbow?
Blue.
How about blue?
Is blue one of our answers? Ding, ding, ding. Yay.
Yay.
Everybody in the car gets a t-shirt.
Yay. Thank you, Kelly.
All right, hang on.
Can we come get it right now?
All right, see, now this is where Al is embellishing and he's ruining our demonstration.
Take Quintana Roo to school, please.
Quintana Roo.
And then you hang on and we'll get your address and send everybody in the car a t-shirt, but you got to get the answer right.
Got it.
You know, and... Hey, this ain't the Rosie O'Donnell show or Ellen. If you lose, you lose.
Yeah.
That's the way we play up here.
This ain't no charity right now.
Yeah, right.
We don't have free stuff with wrong
this
answers.
This ain't .org. This is .com.
So here we go. Mad Moms and Minivans.
Where are the answers?
Oh, I got them. I got them.
You got everything.
Kelly's got this.
Oh, you're running this show.
Kelly said, I got this.
Okay.
So she got it.
All right.
All right. You ready?
Yes.
Mad Moms and Minivans. Who's this?
I think this is when you hit the phone line.
Oh, okay.
We were, but it was going to be another one.
Okay, I thought I had this. Let's start this again.
Okay.
Mad Moms and Minivans, who's this?
This is Tina.
Hey, Tina.
Hi, I have Alex and Bryce, and we're headed to Hallie Randall Elementary.
Hi, Alex and Bryce.
Woohoo!
Hi.
So far, so good.
All right, Mom. Tina, we've asked 100 third graders, what is your favorite TV show on the Disney Channel? We've got the top 5 answers on the board. What's your guess?
What is your favorite TV show on Disney Channel?
Quiet
Ant Farm.
Is Ant Farm on the board? Yes, it
yes,
is.
It
it's
is.
Number three. So everybody in the car gets a Kid Craddock in the Morning t-shirt. Hang on.
Ant Farm.
You know what? We should maybe just end it after one phone call. What you
no, no. I think we're going to do even better on the second one.
We're doing good.
You ready? Kid right. Craddock in the Morning. It's Mad Moms and Minivans. Who's this?
This is Denise.
Hey, Denise.
What's up, D?
Oh, I'm sorry. I have Sydney, Molly, and Ethan in the car.
All
Cindy,
right.
Molly, and Easton, tell them to say hey.
Hey!
All right, Denise, we asked 100 third graders, what's your favorite TV show on the Disney Channel? The top five answers. Ant Farm's already been guessed. What's your kid's answer?
Favorite TV show on Disney? Jesse.
Jesse is the number one answer.
Good play.
Yay. T-shirts
good
for
job.
Everybody in the car.
Good
Hang
job.
On, Denise. All right, it's Mad Moms and Minivans. Who's this?
Hello.
Hello, Mad Moms and Minivans.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
April.
Hey, April, who you got in the car with you this morning?
It's me, Christopher, and Timothy.
Where are you headed?
To Central Middle School.
Woohoo, Central Middle School. Oh, you got some kids.
What?
Can middle school kids say good morning?
Oh, good morning. Come on. Hey.
You don't have any kids in the car.
This is a hype mom in minivan. Yeah.
Well, hopefully middle school kids still watch the Disney Channel. Do they have an answer? The favorite TV show on the Disney Channel, Jesse and Ant Farm, have already been guessed.
Phineas and Ferb?
Nope. That wasn't.
That's a good one, too.
Sorry,
I don't think that's on the Disney Channel. Sorry.
Sorry, y'all.
That's okay. Moving on. Mad Moms and Minivans. Who's this?
Mary.
Hi, Mary. Who do you got in the car?
Kristen and Alex.
Hey, Kristen and Alex.
Hey, make some noise, y'all.
Hi.
All right. There you go.
Hey,
right.
Yeah.
Quiet. It's fine.
Those rich kids, right?
So what are Kristen and Alex's favorite show on Disney Channel?
Austin and Alley
is number two.
Oh, yay!
Yeah.
That's a good show.
Congratulations.
Everybody gets t-shirts.
Everybody gets t-shirts. Hang on. Moving on. Mad Moms and Minivans. Hello.
This is Bobby.
Hey, Bobby.
Who you got in the car?
Cassie in the car.
I'm sorry, what was the first one?
Maverick and Cassie.
Maverick.
Yeah, I like that.
That's a lot to live up to.
Let's hear Maverick say hey.
Oh, yeah. How old is he? Nine.
How old is Maverick?
Nine.
15.
Okay.
Wow,
okay.
Maverick. All right.
Maverick.
I wonder what Maverick's favorite TV show is on the Disney Channel. You
Maverick
guys got a guess?
Maverick will be driving next year.
Y'all got a guess for the favorite TV show on the Disney Channel, 100 third graders?
And Good Luck Charlie.
Good Luck Charlie is number five.
Yeah.
Way to go, Maverick.
Way to go, Maverick.
That's the show I caught Kason watching when he was
Never leave your wingman, Mav.
Maverick Goose.
Hang on. And we've got one more. Good morning. It's Mad Moms and Minivans.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, this is Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie. What's up?
I have Jason, Emily, and Michael in the car, and we are headed to St. Luke's Episcopal School.
All Tell everybody right. to say hey.
Everybody say hey.
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 Hi, what's
hey.
Up? Hey, I think we only have one answer left on the board that has not been guessed this morning. Can you guess the last in the top five, the favorite show on Disney Channel?
They say Dog with a Blog.
Dog with a log?
Dog with a blog, Al. It's a great
blog.
Show. Get it right.
We haven't heard of any of these. This is crazy. But we have now had all five
Are
shows.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Yay!
Congratulations, Yay! Stephanie. Hang on. And that is how you do Mad Moms in Minivans.
You know what?
My armpits are sweating right
Great
now.
Great job hosting,
Gotta get
Kelly.
The Botox, JC.
I know, that was a lot going
It was,
on.
You know, it was,
I was excited.
It was a rough first start, let's be honest, but it's it only
right.
going to go up from here, people.
It wasn't bad. It
was I was just
right.
excited because I knew the answers.
I would have been 0-5 on all of that. That went great.
Yeah.
Well done,
you
Kelly
like
Raspberry.
You want to do it again next week?
Yeah, but I want some questions that I'd be able to answer.
Like
okay,
what?
Well, we have to ask kids because it's kids in the car, you know, except for Maverick.
Yeah.
I think Maverick might be driving himself.
Maverick is driving his mom over there. He needs an adult in the car.
Hey, Maverick.
Yo.
We'll do more Mad Moms and Minivans, same time, same place next week.
All right.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
It's hard to tell on this show if we're on the air or not.
Please tune into Dish Nation tonight.
Oh.
Yes. Jenna dressed up for Dish
no,
Nation.
No, I
She did.
You know what? I take fashion risks. I take fashion risks sometimes.
Is that your Halloween costume?
For that.
Oh, speaking of fashion risks, you know what I did yesterday?
What?
I took some old jeans that I had, and I cut them up, and I made myself some jorts.
Yes.
Did you?
So I might be wearing my jorts that I created myself tomorrow.
Do you know that jorts has been added as an official word to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary this
really?
Year?
I did not know that.
And you know jorts are one of my favorite things. If I had to pick, like, top five favorite things in the world, jorts would definitely.
Really?
Yes.
Jorts? Well, I'm going to wear mine. They're skinny jorts.
Oh.
So hopefully.
I made jort capris.
Like that.
I made jort capris.
What is, you got to decide, Al. You got to either go jort or full length.
No, mine comes
right. You got to go full on jort.
Right down to the knee. That's where mine comes.
Well, that's not capri.
No, that's Bermuda's.
Capri is like.
Mid-shin.
Capri is mid-shin or to the ankle.
Well,
like.
I guess they, yeah, I hadn't worn them in a while. I was too embarrassed, so.
How do you want to wear your cajorts? Is that what a capri short
is?
Oh,
let's both wear our cajorts tomorrow and wear our matching underwear.
Let's have a jort off.
Let's have our matching
underwear. Oh, jort off tomorrow.
Jort off.
All right.
I'll wear jorts, too.
Kelly?
Well, I mean, just because shorts are made of denim, that doesn't make them jorts,
yes,
right?
Yes, it does.
It doesn't, as long as they're denim.
It's jean material.
Jean and short.
Yeah.
Jean short.
Jean material.
Yeah, Daisy Dukes.
Not to be confused with
See,
glasses material.
My spray tan
what?
From my pre-spray tan visit to Cancun has faded.
So
that means right. I would have to go spray tan between now and tomorrow. And I only have one left on the package I bought.
So,
and I don't know if I want to waste it on the jort competition. Bit killer.
All right, then we'll just have a three-way jort off.
That sounds so dirty.
It does sound dirty. There's this video on YouTube
mm-hmm.
that's gotten over 2 million views, and it's a guy who's all drugged up. Okay. And it's hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
He had hernia surgery, and his wife is taking video of him.
As he's waking up,
and he's like, whoa.
You know what? That's a tip for everyone.
He's had a lot of procedures.
Yeah. Film people coming up, out of anesthesia.
Well, she should realize that her husband's kind of a creep based on what he started saying.
No, you're not hearing it correctly then. You haven't seen it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did he not ask her to turn around so he could see the goods?
Okay.
That's crazy.
You're looking at it the wrong way.
Let's play
the video.
So he wakes up from surgery.
It goes from really, really nice to kind of creepy.
Okay.
Can we sit up at all?
In a minute. I'll see if they'll lift you up, okay?
Did the doctor send you? Man, you are eye candy.
You eat the cracker.
Who are you? What's your name?
My name's Candace. I'm your wife.
You're my wife?
Yeah.
Holy s***. Oh my God, I hit the jackpot. Whoa, your teeth are perfect. Turn around for me.
No.
Wow.
That's great.
Turn around for
That's
me.
Awesome.
His wife still does it for him, and he is under anesthesia. That's awesome.
She should have given us a little view of what she looks like so that we could be feeling what he's feeling.
I think that's great.
That's pretty cool.
That is cool.
That's nice.
Yeah, you try to make this a creepy thing. He didn't ask her to turn around and look at her butt until he realized it was his wife.
Turn around and show me the goods.
Yeah, because that's his property.
I'm not blaming the man. I would do the same thing.
And you know what? Honestly, looking at the photo, he was reaching. She is hot.
Oh.
She's hotter than him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, he's all drugged up, laying in a hospital bed. It's hard to look good in that situation. So he might be.
I'm looking at a photo of them.
Like a photo after since they've been married, a regular photo. They're cute. That's nice.
Women, for the most part, are way better looking than we are. So we're usually reaching when we marry them.
Oh, quit trying to suck up the women.
One person
I reached.
One
random.
Person seven.
Did I not reach?
Women
I reached.
Are better looking than us.
Al reached.
He reached way.
Al's reaching right now.
Al is reminded daily.
Beyond
I feel
reach.
Bad for you, Al. It's really kind of sad. I'm about to say something. I hope you take it the right way. Every time anybody meets Dr. Girlfriend and Al, they're like, wow, why are you with him? Isn't it?
I never wanted to be that couple. I've seen these couples.
But I mean, that's all.
I've seen these couples. You ever see a really, really like super hot girl?
And I'm starting to feel bad for you, Al, because that's
I'm that dude?
Yes.
I don't want to be that dude.
Well,
that means you have a great personality and a lot of money.
I make fun of that dude.
It's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
when I see that dude, I'm like, how did he get her? I don't want to be that dude.
That's what they're saying about you.
No. People say it to his face and behind your back. I'm sorry.
They do.
I've been privy to those conversations.
Don't you go on Facebook?
I never knew I was that dude.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's okay, Al.
I was just saying I feel bad for you.
Why do you feel bad for me?
Because you're that dude.
You should be happy.
I am happy for you, but I feel bad for you that everybody says that.
I don't think he's to that extent that strangers would sit in a restaurant and be like, whoa, what is she doing with him? I don't think it's like, I don't think
it's only people that know
that
you
only my
and know
friend.
How you are. And then they're like, why?
I love it. I remember being
I don't want you to take it the wrong way.
She's like grabbing his thigh and touching his hand. And I'm sitting there, of course, like by myself. I'm like, oh, wow. I'm like, she's touching him.
She like likes him.
I love that about her. She's so
her,
touchy. Yeah. He's untouchy.
Voluntarily kissed out on the mouth.
Voluntarily.
On the mouth?
She's
in public? In public?
She's good and touchy. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, she's good and touchy.
Like, for real.
So I'm going to start calling her that.
Dr. Touchy?
Good and touchy.
Dr. Feel Good?
Do you cook for Dr. Girlfriend ever?
Occasionally. Wow. I will go by and get to-go food on the rig.
Well, you're going to have to pick up 2 Chainz cookbook, my dude.
Really?
Okay, so he partnered this with a new album, right?
Yeah, with Boats 2,
Mealtime. Cookbook with his new album.
Genius.
Yep, the cookbook's called Mealtime.
All right.
And GrubStreet.com read through the book, and they gave us some highlights.
Okay.
Now, remember, you have to keep in mind that 2 Chainz has admittedly come forward and said he has quite a sensitive stomach.
He does.
He IBS. Has ulcers.
Yeah.
An irritable bowel.
Based on these steps, he doesn't mention that very often. They're just random.
Random
like
recipes.
His teriyaki salmon. Step 1, put on your Versace apron.
Well, who doesn't have one of those laying around? You don't want to get your clothes dirty.
So make sure you pick up your Versace apron before you buy the book.
Mm-hmm.
Sauteed asparagus. Step 1, drape yourself in Adidas.
What?
Get the Chainz and things. Final step, serve asparagus warm. Lean back, vibe out.
Wait, I love who's like, get dressed, go to the Cheesecake Factory, order the teriyaki salmon, and then take it home.
Garlic mashed potatoes. Step 1, if you're wearing a 4-finger ring, carefully place it on the side table before starting to cook.
That's a very good tip. That's a very good tip.
Most of those pimps got that thing on.
I'll tell you, that's what always bothered me about watching Paula Deen cook, amongst the other things that have since come out. But she's dripping in diamonds as she's shoving her hands into dough. I'm like, you're just putting millions of dollars worth of jewelry in dough every single day.
Take it off. Garlicky green beans. Step 1, call Fergie. Invite her over to watch a movie on Netflix. Once she accepts, start making green beans.
Okay, now I'm starting to think this isn't legit.
His book
I thought the cookbook was going to be like gluten-free and not having,
There's not really much cooking going on.
It's really just a joke.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be legit recipes.
Yeah, his book isn't nearly as seriously about cooking as Coolio's.
Herb-crusted lamb rib chop. Step 8, once finished, place the racks of lamb alongside a bottle of extravagantly priced Cabernet. 2 Chainz and fine wine. You want true? That's true enough.
Herb-crusted.
So are you going to get it out, or?
Nah, I'll stick with cooking with Coolio. I'm staying true. Keeping it real.
I mean, he has legit recipes, good.
He really does.
These are
he was
legit.
On the cooking show.
These are legit recipes.
I don't know. You only read step 8. I don't know 1 through 7.
That's all they give. They give us the highlights of the book. Yeah, what's Coolio cook?
It's just soul food cooking. I mean, it could be pork chops, smothered chicken, neck bones, ribs.
Neck bones?
Yeah. Mm. Oxtails. I mean,
no part of the animal goes unused.
Dude. And they say when you're roasting a pig, the cheeks, not the butt cheeks, but
the jowls,
cheeks, the jowls, that's the best part of a pig.
Hog
what
jowls.
What's that part Kelly always talks about?
The gizzards and the heart.
Gizzards?
My daddy orders
What is
that.
The gizzard?
I think it's somewhere in your throat. Isn't that what quivers?
Oh, the hanging thing?
Isn't that what quivers? No, that's the uvula.
No, not the uvula, the hanging thing on the chickens?
Yeah.
No, that's a waddle.
It's
no, like when you feel like you're about to throw up because that thing starts quivering, I think that's your gizzard.
I don't think humans have gizzards. I think animals have gizzards.
Gizzards. You're going to go on record as saying we don't have
Google
a gizzard?
Time.
I'm
Google
pretty
time.
Sure that's
it's Google
only
time,
a bird thing.
Hang on. It's Google
you're
time.
Pretty sure the gizzard's only a bird thing.
Oh, nope. Thank you. Our production staff told
Randy.
Us that birds use gizzards when they swallow rocks to help them digest them.
Why are birds eating rocks?
They crackhead rocks.
I think when they're pecking
birds.
Things on the
ground.
It's a You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast. A condensed version of the show. Kid Craddock in the Morning.